Hi, I'm Josh.
And I'm Lindsay.
And this is the Hideaway Podcast, episode 24.
24.
We've been bad.
We have been bad. We missed a whole week of podcasts.
We missed an episode. I'm sorry.
But we did actually record one, but then we listened to it and it was so incredibly boring and we sounded so tired that it was not even worth publishing.
I'm just sniffling the whole way through it.
It just was a terrible podcast.
But there's been a good reason why we haven't had a podcast in 2 weeks.
We've been in rehearsals.
For
Slumber.
Which is our new circus and dance comedy show. It's opening in Brooklyn.
Next week.
This week.
Oh, yeah, this week. Well, this, yeah, Thursday.
Thursday.
It's exciting. But I think we'll have next, this week is just me and Josh talking, unfortunately, for everyone. But next week, we're going to have Keone Madrid on. We had his wife, Mari, on previously. But they're both here choreographing for Slumber.
Stay tuned for that.
So stay tuned for that. Yeah.
Where have we been rehearsing?
I feel like your two-year-old daughter that you're like, Lindsay, tell people where you live. And actually, you probably wouldn't want a two-year-old daughter to tell people where they
Lindsay,
I live. I'm
tell me where we've been rehearsing.
Well, we've been rehearsing. Well, the first week we rehearsed at Mark Morris Dance Center, which was really cool.
Yeah, beautiful
nice
spaces.
Beautiful studios.
Only
except
a couple
blocks. At 4 or 3 o'clock, it turned into Kids Central. After school Kids Central dance class, which was
very cute,
but like
loud.
You really had to, it was like an obstacle course of kids to get to the bathroom. I was like, all right, here I go. It's like, don't kick a kid.
And then when we weren't at Mark Morris Dance Center, we were at the Muse, Muse Brooklyn.
Then we moved to the Muse, which is also a really cool space. Very
circus
big
specific.
Warehouse. Yeah, circus specific.
We were there for 4 days. And
although he asked, so he was like, do circus spaces just always kind of smell like feet?
the answer is yes. Like, the combination of mats and pits and foam.
And Jordan was like, well,
sweat.
No one wears shoes. And and Kim was like, yeah, I guess I'm just used to people wearing dance shoes, like sneakers and stuff. He's like, every time I lay down on this mat, it just smells like feet. But it's a beautiful space. It has nothing to do with the Muse. Yeah, really good rehearsal space. When we were at the Muse, Angela, who owns the Muse, has a circus company that performs in different areas for different things. And they were rehearsing a show.
And Shane Miklon was in it. So Shane, who's a previous Smirko.
Smirko, who was doing juggling. But it was fun because they had one half of the mats and we had the other. So there were two different circus shows rehearsing. It was fun. It was fun to be around all of that. Because even then, even also like people would come in and be like rehearsing their own individual acts, just like all in this one big space. So it was a really cool environment to be in.
Yes, it was. I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah. Although Sunday we went to rehearsal and there was a stunt man class.
That was crazy. The room was filled with like 200 amateur stunt men and women.
And riggers. So it was teaching people how to rig for stunt effects and then people who wanted to learn how to be stuntmen.
And we're off in the corner trying to have like quiet dramatic moments while people are shouting, jump!
Yeah, and it was like they were trying to do superhero poses. So they jump down off of a building and then land in like the superhero lunge with their hands on their waist. And I was trying to figure out which superhero they were trying to be. I think maybe Jessica Jones.
Oh, I would not have guessed you would have gone with Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
But we have a few people to thank this week who've been kind enough to be sharing about Slumber and sharing our podcast. First one is one that many of you may have heard from our fourth episode, Circus Now. They have an upcoming residency program that if you are a circus artist and you have other friends who are circus artists and you want to create a show somewhere in beautiful upstate New York with a talented director and for free, go check out the website, Circus Now. The residency application is still available. Do not miss that deadline.
Also, thanks to Women of Culture, which is a social networking group designed to connect like-minded women with an interest in experiencing New York City's vast array of cultural offerings. I think I should probably join this group.
They're following you on Twitter.
I know. I gotta follow them.
Also, one shout out to Pace University and their upcoming show, Xanadu. You can check them out on Twitter at Pace Perf Arts or their Facebook at Pace Performing Arts. This show is supposed to be amazing.
Xanadu?
Xanadu.
Did you ever see it on Broadway?
I did not see it on Broadway.
Carrie Butler was in it, who I love. Do you know who Carrie Butler is? She's a Broadway star. Oh. Although we've had this debate before about if there really are Broadway stars or not. I think there are. Josh doesn't.
So be sure to go to Pace's website, performingarts.pace.edu/current season to check out all of their offerings. By the way, Cirque du Soleil is in town.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Shinji actually ran into us at the Muse.
Ryan is this amazing trampoline performer. He's actually really good at chair stacking, too, and lasso. But he does trampoline in Curious, which is the current tented Cirque du Soleil show at Randall's Island right now. That show has one of my favorite acts ever, which is this trampoline number. And they've built this net, which is 4 or 5 times bigger, at least, than a regular, like, Olympic-style trampoline.
Basically goes over the entire ring.
It takes up so much tension, they can't even rig it off of the tent, or it would collapse the tent. It actually goes through the tent and is rigged to the ground outside. But it bounces all these performers, like, 3 times as high as you would go on a regular trampoline.
But Ryan's been working on this, like, Peter Pan flip or pose, I guess, in the air. Have you seen it?
On Facebook, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a really cool act. But we saw it 2 years ago in Montreal.
Right after it opened.
So I don't know how much it's changed or how similar it is, but it's kind of cool. It's like there's a steampunk vibe to it.
Yeah.
And the costumes are steampunky and the set. So,
I mean, I would just go to see that trampoline act. If nothing else, that's a pretty it's one of the best circus acts out right now. Yeah. But speaking of things you have to see, you have to come see Slumber.
You have to come see Slumber. Oh my God, it's so fun. It's so cool. I mean, I think like when you write a show, you have it in your head and you're like, this is really cool. And then you're like, I hope it's as cool as it is in my head, right? And then you're like, okay. And then I feel like it might be cooler than it was in my head.
Oh, it's way cooler than it was at least in my head.
I mean, Olga Karmansky is one of our performers. And
unbelievable performer.
Yeah. And just an awesome woman. She's not only is she like an amazing human being and like the most giving and game to do anything, but she's just also amazing performer.
Yeah, this is gonna her act that we've been working on with Keone and Mari, I think is gonna blow your mind. Like it's one of the best contortion acts I've ever seen.
But she also really is into acting, which elevates it just another level. I think if there's something that I would say to younger performers after going through this whole creation is take acting classes. It's just so additive to your act.
And dance classes.
If you can dance and act.
And do circus.
You're really like a triple threat, you know, but you can do your act. But then if you're not really acting or telling the story, it's kind of one thing, but then if you can add on the emotion of your character, then it really elevates it. All the little movements mean more. You know?
And, you know, we hired 3 dancers to do Keone and Mari's dance, and Olga's in a whole bunch of their numbers, and you cannot tell that Olga is not a full-time professional dancer because she looks just as good as the full-time professional dancers do.
And their dancing is not easy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and then the dancing is sick.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, there's this dance duet that's kind of like a comedy act too.
Yeah, I mean it's got the best like best friend's secret handshake I've ever seen on stage.
Yeah, you just have to come see it.
And if you want to come see it and you don't want to pay full price, we do have a discount available for our podcast subscribers. If you use the word blood, BLOOD, at checkout, you'll get 10% off. Mm-hmm. I suggest buying your tickets shortly after this podcast, as every day we are selling more and more, and reviews are coming out this week. So make sure to get them before then if you want to have your you know, ideal time and date.
Yeah, your ideal. I know. Unfortunately, we're not here that long. So yeah, you got to see it while we're here. So one thing that we've been asked a bit in interviews with press is how the collaboration between the two of us has gone. And I think
terribly.
It's gone so terribly. We're breaking up.
That's a joke.
It's a joke. But I think it's really gotten me to think about more about the dynamic of having two couples be the directing and choreography team. It's a really cool dynamic because, you know, they're married and we're engaged. And I think when you trust like that, your partner so much, you can have the freedom to fail more. And then Keone and Mari, you and me also just get along very well.
Yeah.
And have the same references and like the same kind of music choices and all this stuff. So it's been just so incredible. And I think having four voices in the room can go terribly.
But in this case, it was actually very easy.
It was actually very, well, you and Keone are very similar. You're very confident. You say your ideas very quickly. Mari and I tend to talk about them a little bit more to each other. And like, what do you think about this? Or talk to you and Keone. So I think it's great. Yeah, because I think like sometimes when I've been in a room in rehearsals and there's too many voices, it just is like too many voices. But this one has felt like very additive voices.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm just like dancing more in my life this week, being yeah, around Keone and Mari. Like they're just, I mean, they are both constantly dancing and just constantly moving in like a beautiful way. So like every time something comes on, I'm just like bopping to it, you know, in the background.
Yeah.
And I'm just like also constantly dancing in rehearsals while all of these professional dancers are just like looking at me and giggling at me from across the room being like, those are some awful moves.
Although I think I taught Keone and Mari two new moves that they didn't know. That I discovered called, in my college days.
One's called the Lindsay Wave.
It's like a slide.
The Lindsay Slide.
The Lindsay Slide. And it's also like the Lindsay Wiggle Down.
Oh.
Boogie Down.
Boogie Down. So yeah. If you want to see the Lindsay Slide and Lindsay Boogie Down, get your slumber tickets. It's playing at the House of Yes in Brooklyn from October 5th to October 6th. And then it's headed out of New York and heading on tour. So if you're in this neck of the woods, this is your chance to see it.
See it now. But if you like our podcast, make sure to subscribe on iTunes, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook. No, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter tweet us.
Email us at hello@hideawaycircus.com. Buy your tickets to Slumber with the discount code BLOOD. Invite your friends. Take some photos. Hashtag Slumber Show so I can see who was there. We'll be there every night.
Yeah, come find us.
Come say hi.
We're the weird short people in the back.
that slightly look similar, I guess. Who said to us the other day that we're like, don't take offenses, but you know how they say couples tend to look like each other? You guys look a lot alike.
Somebody did say that.
I was like, oh, no offense taken. Well, I'm sorry that this is such a slow,
weird podcast. We'll get back to the normal ones next week. Yeah. But in the meantime, have a great one.
Have a good week and hope to see you at the show. Bye.